You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte.
And we're happy to welcome Kim Griffo, who is a Murray woman who has been sort of around the world in business, but now coming back home. Kim, Town & Gown was, you started Town & Gown at the Murray State campus?
Well, actually, Marion Posey was
Marion Posey, the director.
And I had an opportunity to work in that program, and being from Murray and growing up here, and you know, my parents had a business here, so had those connections and those ties. So it just happened to be a great fit. Murray's a great college town, and had a great life growing up here. So it was a lot of fun, incredible support from the business industry, the city of Murray when Mayor Rushing was here. And, Dr. Dunn, the whole crew. So I can't take credit for the Town Gown program, but I did certainly learn a lot and had a ball working within that environment.
My apologies again to Marion, because I bet she's listening. And
hey, Marion.
In fact, she did forge a real beginning to it. You brought conferences to campus, and there's a lot of foment, intellectual foment, around Town & Gown ideas. And then all of a sudden, you went to Clemson University.
Right. We had worked really hard with Dan Lavitt and Janine Winters over in Continuing Ed. And we had to compete to get the conference, the ITGA conference here. It had been at Texas A&M. It had been at University of Florida. It had been at Clemson. And I knew what a great relationship for economic development, how they worked with the Chamber of Commerce. When I would go and learn and watch, and I thought, you know what, we have everything and more. And this is where maybe some of the comprehensive regional universities do and compete better in that whole Town Gown relationship role, because they've been working together and sharing resources, sharing joint efforts, and getting all the stakeholders to the table, sometimes better than the big flagship universities. And once we brought the conference here, it was such an honor. And still to this day, if I'm, you know, talking with somebody at Boston College or George Washington University, you know, Murray State and the city of Murray and the whole community at large really set the bar for other conferences at other places. So it was, you know, it was a lot of fun, learned a great deal. And then the mayor of Clemson and part of the Clemson contingency were so impressed with Murray and how the program was going here, they recruited me to go out there. And I thought, gosh, you know, when they said that, I was like, yeah, you know, and then just kind of blew it off thinking I would never leave my Briar Patch. But then I thought, well, you know, my kids were older, had a chance to do something, and I thought, you know, why not? And so in Murray, Murray State and the city of Murray was very much involved in a huge part of the ITGA brand. So I took what I learned locally and statewide as well in collaborations. And especially, you know, college towns are our anchor economies. Murray and Murray State, it's a great place to live because of how they work together. So that spills over even today with what we're working on from Clemson and then making the leap to Virginia Tech's Corporate Research Center and working on some technology and things there. So it's been a lot of fun, a lot of hard work, and no regrets.
So let's, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't say that the current Town & Gown leadership is Mark Welch at Murray State University. And is that the direct line? I can't remember the sequencing of Town & Gown leadership here.
Right. Funny thing is, before when I was transitioning away from Murray State and, you know, and still working a little bit with Murray State and keep, you know, and launching the program at Clemson, Mark and I kind of ran into each other, and I thought, gosh, you know, he'd be great in this role because he's you know, pretty much has his finger on the pulse of the community as well. And, you know, his heart's in the right place for how it benefits. Ultimately, it drills down and benefits the student at large and how they what they experience here on and off campus and how they leave a community footprint. That teaches them things that, you know, maybe they, you know, all the learning doesn't take place in a classroom. And the student engagement courses here, even Dr. Bob Long, he was an incredible force with and still is with Town Gown Initiatives, how they work with the hospital. So it's all about, you know, it's a messy vitality of things, K through 12, you know, how you work with that. But anytime the university or the students are out there making an impact, and the faculty especially, one thing I think you're going to see a lot more of, and you'll see this coming out of Clemson, Ohio State, been asked to work on a book with the former president of Ohio State, Gordon Gee, Dr. Stephen Gavazzi. He's at one of their extended campuses there. And then the past president of Clemson, President Jim Barker, got a phone call about, I don't know, right before Christmas, and they were asking me if I would, you know, work on a couple of chapters with them. And I said, you know, I don't have my PhD. And they said, we know, but you're still out there in the trenches. You understand this whole anchor economy, you know, how it spills over and benefits, you know, the whole quality of life. So it's like, absolutely.
Well, we've set the stage for the background that that informs the decision you made to create this company that we're talking about today, UIU Link. How did it? What was the birthing?
Well, actually, my office was housed in Clemson's MPA program, which is online out there, and my daughter was a little frustrated because, you know, and this happens everywhere. Classes get dropped, or they get pushed out, or they're full. And I didn't want her just taking anything, you know, to continue to be a full-time student. And, you know, when they ask you to, by the way, Mom, pay for this, and here's that, and you have another one coming up getting ready to start to college too, I knew they had empty seats in the online program out there. And I just, out of frustration, I said, you know, is there a chance, you know, we can buy this seat, she can take it here online, and then shoot it back to Murray State? And they said, no, there's nothing in place like that. And I couldn't imagine that there wouldn't be anything in place like that. So from there, just because ITGA was, at the time I didn't realize it was a startup, and it forced me to become very tech savvy and, you know, work with different technology companies. So I'd given away a lot of ideas for free along the way. And this one decided to keep and work on with a crew at Virginia Tech's Corporate Research Center. And a company out there as well. So, you know, we've made it through the beta test for about a year and a half. Have been working on it. Couldn't give up my ITGA job, you know, until about, I want to say July of last year. So I had already cut back some time with ITGA, and they knew I was working on all this. And but, you know, at the core of what UIU Link does, we only want to work with the traditional nonprofits, the Murray States of the world, because we know students coming up, there's a significant part of our educational life now that's going to be focused with online education. So we aggregate the empty seats in traditional online courses and make those available to other students at other institutions or business and industry as well.
How many clients are you partnering with now?
We partnered with Clemson, Virginia Tech. We've worked very close with Vanderbilt's new virtual institute that they've launched down there. I have to say Murray State's been fantastic to work with. The College of Business, Tim Todd, Stephen Lacewell, Brian Van Horn in continuing ed, and Lisa O'Neill, as we baited this system out. You think you have it right the first time. You never have it right the first time. And worked real close with students, too. So we're pretty comfortable with the system that we have in place. It does capture quite a bit of data and analytics that we can share back to the institution and the university partners and all. We're heading out to an ASCU conference next week in California. And ASCU,
that's the American Association of State Colleges?
And universities,
And universities, okay.
Uh-huh. I worked real close with them as we built the platform out because we wanted to go to our toughest critics and, you know, value their role, how they serve these land-grant institutions and how, you know, traditional nonprofit universities are going to compete with the for-profits, you know, the Strayers, the Phoenixes of the world and all that. And U.S. higher education is still highly coveted globally. So for us to be able to partner with these universities, increase enrollment and revenue for these universities, that benefits the students on the ground as well as the community at large. So we're pretty passionate about how we you know, we want to see especially some of these rural institutions make it in the online world, because if they don't, sometimes those communities can collapse. You'll see and hear more and more about that. But for us to have the endorsement of ASCU is something that we're extremely proud of. We'll be making that official announcement next week at the conference.
Congratulations on that. I want to know, in a nutshell, how do I use UIU Link? And UIU stands for?
It stands for University to Individual to University on there. And so we that actually one of our student, we had a couple of different names early on, and this one just sort of stuck. And when we tested it with the faculty everywhere, they liked it. They were like, yeah, we like that. We like the way it rolls off.
That's a tough consensus.
It is. You know, if you can get faculty approval, we're good. We're like, nope, we're going to keep that. Also, you'll kind of see, too, that our tagline, which has really resonated with the faculty, ASCU, and institutions, even the public and the private institutions as well, is that marketplace of collegiate cooperation. We're pretty excited about how different institutions at different levels view that. And so you're going to see more and more cooperation, collaboration, to where you'll have faculty from Murray State possibly working with faculty at Vanderbilt to deliver maybe a certificate program or continuing ed or augmenting curriculum or keeping a program propped up at another university.
Seems to me that the complicated part is getting the universities to agree on transferability of credits, and that must be integral to what you're doing.
It is, absolutely. It depending on you know, which state they're in. Most of these students that will come through the system, for example, will be would be considered at Murray State if it's a student from California. Early on, maybe if they're pulling a Finance 101 class online that they couldn't get in out there, but it's accredited. That's why we only work with accredited nonprofit institutions and pay very close attention to that. So that articulation agreement is much easier to get approved on the front end. So there's no surprises for the student to say, okay, well, I thought this class was going to transfer. So we make sure that that's confirmed before the student ever enrolls as a non-degree seeking student or a transient student, as they might be called.
Higher education gets so complicated. So good for you for making the inroads. We're speaking with Kim Griffo, who has created a company called UIU Link, based at Virginia Tech. I want to know something else, and that would be, it just left my head. It was a vital question.
what about
your board of directors? We talked about Dr. Sandra Jordan, who was
yes.
a dean at Murray State University, who is on your board, and that's pretty.
Right.
That's a nice linkage as well.
It is, and something I want to clarify too. We're very excited. We are our main office now is running out of Paducah, Kentucky. On that. We're not there by accident. They've done some amazing things. I know I ran into you at the Paducah.
The opening Reagan of the Paducah
yeah, that
campus.
Was fantastic.
Yeah.
Great day for everybody. Murray State, Paducah, McCracken County, you know, and everybody that was involved in getting that done. But we're very excited to be working out of Paducah. Our technology platform right now is running out of the CRC at Virginia Tech.
What's CRC?
Or the Corporate Research Center.
Okay.
There. And so it's nice for us to be able to work with, you know, with Virginia Tech, but also they have been incredibly supportive of the role that, you know, we have here in Kentucky as well. So it's nice to, you know, never thought I would end up back here, but just, you know, grateful and thankful for the support out of Paducah.
Well, it's a pretty darn neat story as a startup in a tech business, and what's your business plan? When do you what's the growth pattern going to look like?
Well, hopefully we will be getting more traction with our ASCU membership, really providing them all types of information. You hear more and more about you know big data analytics, all of that. So we're excited to be able to be at the ground level with these institutions as they build out their online future, as they figure out this market. And it is a new market for traditional higher ed to get into this space.
What is it that I underlined? UIU Link takes what traditional universities do on the ground and puts it in the cloud.
Right. Well, we have great respect for the integrity and the academic rigor of the programs. I think with what's going on in the ed tech space with venture capital and the profound influence that they're having and the pressure that they're putting on the schools, we don't want to dilute the educational process and that relationship between the professor and the student to where, you know, it's, you know, you can go too fast in an online class, or it, we still hold that earning that degree at, you know, at a great value.
So we've done a lot of back office chat, Kim, but the basic thing is this company is a brokerage for empty seats in college classes that are online classes. And I assume that anyone can say, hey, I want this class, and your system searches and tries to find a match for that class.
Right. If we don't have that system internal to our system, we have what is called a course wish list. So a student or business industry partner can go into our system, give us that information, and then we can share that information with our partnering institutions and say, okay, well, you know, there's a school that needs a language course. And really, we're seeing a lot of interest in the language courses because they have taken a hit at even some of the top institutions, you know, the flagship institutions as well. So maybe, you know, some of these schools don't have to give up certain programs, that they can use this as a substitute and pull in a program so that curriculum stays intact and in place. And also, you know, a job search is incredibly expensive. It's time consuming for an institution. So ultimately, you don't want the student to suffer on that. And college has never been more expensive. A friend of mine had told me one day, she said, you know, it used to be the American dream was owning a home, and now it's owning an education. So but for us to be able to take, you know, a great institution like Murray State, let's say you're teaching a class that has 75 seats in it and you only have 10 students in there, to where they can load it into our system and we can push it out for other students, business, industry, or a school that comes in and says, okay, well, you know, we'll take these, we need 10 seats. And so we want to see that churn happen, you know, year round, to where, you know, everybody can start planning out, and hopefully where the universities can plan their budgets and bring in more, you know, enrollment revenue. Retirement benefits keep increasing. Health insurance keeps going up. So it's another marketplace for them to venture into.
Congratulations.
Well, thanks. Thanks. It's been a lot of fun. I've had a lot of help. It's been amazing. And you did bring up Sandra Jordan earlier on that. They were one of our beta schools. She is at University of South Carolina at Aiken. And so we had worked close with them along the way too, because a lot of times these, you know, the extended campus institutions, the competition that they're feeling from both the main campus community colleges and all is incredible right now. So it's not just in the state of Kentucky. It's not just, you know, the Murray States of the world. Every institution is feeling the financial distress.
Tell me again where your offices are in Paducah.
We are located at right off of it's 625 South 4th Street. We're in there working very close with Nikki King. And I don't know if you remember Rick. I think he was here at WKMS on that. And also Tim Lambert. He's our COO there too. And just to have support staff, to have a team in place and to partner with them has been just a game changer.
Excellent. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Kim Griffo of UIU Link.